Good morning, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. We've been exploring the way of love in worship recently. Talk is good, but love takes on life when it is expressed. The first poem I memorized as a child says it this way. Love wasn't put in your heart to stay. Love isn't love till it's given away. Love, like our breath, isn't meant to be stored up. It's meant to flow. Love becomes real in the sharing. George Berkeley observed, "The taste of the apple does not reside in the mouth of the eater. Neither is it in the apple itself. It requires the exchange between them." The sweetness is discovered when you bite the apple. So it is with love. The power of love isn't found in our good intentions or warm feelings. It is found in the doing. Jesus' love was not a sentiment. He expressed love in action. He shared his table, healed, served, forgave, fed, and gave himself away. He didn't just talk about love, he became it. When we follow him, we discover that love is more verb than noun, more movement than emotion. Every time we reach out, offer a word of kindness, listen to someone's pain, share what we have, forgive when it's hard. Love takes on flesh again. This idea is so basic, so obvious, that the only way to keep it front and center is to say it in as many ways as we can. Love becomes love when we act. That's how the world experiences love, when it is given and received. The Bible says, "Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." Blessings.